Welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash. Good morning and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend and have enjoyed seeing the highlights or some of the footage of Formula One testing at Barcelona, which just ended yesterday. That was Friday afternoon. And it's been a very interesting few days. There's lots of technology that's been introduced by the main top teams and rather number of surprises as well from teams that have upped their performance. So I thought I would do a quick summary as to what we can take from the first week of testing and let you know the highlights and the worries and the scares for those of you of the different teams or fans from different teams and are waiting to see how they are going to do when they start in Melbourne on the 15th of March. So let's get on with the show. It was sunny conditions that joined the drivers and the teams at Barcelona this week, although maybe not quite as mild or as warm as you would have hoped, as you saw the team owners and all the team personnel wearing jackets most of the 3 days that they were there. But there are some very interesting things to discuss tonight. Now, in the main part, Mercedes look particularly strong. In fact, they ended the week first and second on the timesheets. In fact, Bottas, he managed to get the fastest time of the entire week, which was, I'll get the time here exactly, a 1 minute 15.732. And compare that to Lewis Hamilton's best time, was a 1 minute 16.5. Now, there were issues with tyres and obviously trying different testing routines, but in the end, Hamilton did 73 laps and Valtteri Bottas did 65 laps. But it's looking pretty good. But one of the first surprises was the racing point with Lance Stroll and also Perez. Now, they came in with some incredibly fast times and have actually been dubbed the pink Mercedes team, because the car does look rather like last year's Mercedes Formula One car, which was, of course, so successful by taking Lewis Hamilton to his sixth world title. But they were pretty close. In fact, at the end, Lance Stroll did a 1 minute 17.338, which is really not that far off, and did over 116 laps as well. And Perez wasn't too far away. And also Esteban Ocon in the Renault did a 1 minute 17.1. So, will it be possible that some of the teams that were struggling kind of in the mid group and towards the end or the back of the field have made significant gains? And there's great news if you are a Williams fan, because George Russell has been putting in some fantastic times and really showing what Williams can actually do. In fact, he was right up there, and on the last day, his teammate Nicholas Latifi, he did a 1 minute 19, but the day before, George Russell had done a 1 minute 18.1, which was pretty good considering where they were last year. So it looks like that Williams Mercedes is now going to be a pretty reasonable car, and there isn't a clear kind of back marker, with only really the Haas Ferrari struggling in the 119.7s and with Kevin Magnussen on the final day of testing. But to be fair, he did have an accident and that wouldn't have helped things that much. And when he did get back on the track, he was pretty much at the bottom of the table. So next week they'll go in, and it's been said that Ferrari haven't really been sandbagging in the first week of testing. They have had a number of issues, and even their team boss said we're definitely slower than Mercedes and Red Bull. But you have to wonder, I think the Italians like a bit of drama. And I think they're probably not as slow as what they're letting on, or maybe what the performances have been so far. In fact, they have admitted to doing a completely different testing routine. So therefore, they weren't going for optimal lap times in the first week. So perhaps next week, we'll see them bring down those times completely and put up the engine to the maximum levels, and we'll see some very fast times. So it's certainly going to be exciting with the little regulation changes. In fact, pretty much, you know, they're the same as last year. We can expect, I think, the fastest cars ever in Formula One, with lots of records already being broken. In fact, the time that Valtteri Bottas set was 0.4 quicker than last year's testing times. So it is pretty reasonable, and the cars are getting faster. And most people have said, to our kind of to a fanfare, really, we should say, that the cars are a bit noisier. So perhaps they've maybe improved some of the exhaust notes on this year's cars. That would certainly be a welcome change. Now, we haven't mentioned Red Bull. Well, they have done rather well. In fact, Max Verstappen has been applauding the team and saying how much quicker this year's car is. It said it's fast everywhere, and he reckons that he will be able to take on Lewis Hamilton pretty much from the word go and challenge for the championship. And if that proves to be the case when they line up in Australia on the 15th of March, that will be fantastic. I think to see Hamilton and Verstappen on the front row of the grid from the word go could be very, very exciting, because that Honda has certainly improved dramatically. And with Mercedes as well being right up there, it could be a very, very good season. However, you will have no doubt heard of some special technology. So this was what I was going to talk about as well. There is a new system that the Mercedes has on the steering wheel. Not only does it turn like a normal steering wheel does, it also goes in and out. And this is to help the toe in and the toe out of the car to give them maximum performance when they go down the straights and also in the corners. Now, it has been deemed as legal by the FIA for this year, but when the new regulations come in next year, it will actually be banned, so they'll have to go back to the previous type of steering system. But Mercedes-Benz, by bringing out this new DAS system, or DAS system, they have managed to pull a winner. And certainly no other team on the grid has anything like it. And the fact they've been able to keep it quiet and break this new technology with no one else knowing is something quite special. And it's going to be very interesting to see how they do and will it make a big difference to their performance in the year. So there's going to be, I think, a lot of surprises coming up in this season. And I'm looking forward to hearing to watching the testing next week, because I think it will be much closer as the teams really try to turn up the wick, as that's the phrase that they use, and get the cars going as fast as they can before they head out to Australia in a few weeks' time. Now, AlphaTauri's Daniel Kvyat was also very quick this week. Now, the new AlphaTauri team has changed its name before it was Toro Rosso, and he was right behind Lance Stroll, so really proving that that car is pretty quick as well. And that was ahead of Antonio Giovinazzi, who did the most number of laps of the day with 152 to his name. And of course, we can't forget the Renault team with Ricciardo. Probably, is that not Formula One's favourite driver? Ricciardo, always with a smile on his face, and especially so as he beat Max Verstappen's best time late in the session on Friday. And that was recovering after a stoppage and a late spin to sit seventh fastest. And that was with his best time set on the C3 rubber. And of course, the Gasly and Albon taking over from the AlphaTauri and Resbo respectively, they also ended the session in the top 10. And then it was Sebastian Vettel, who overcame his issues in the morning to drive over 100 laps, only with the 13th fastest time. But of course, he had a new engine after his morning issue. So there we are. That's the main team rundown. Now, if you're thinking about going to a Grand Prix this year, one of the deals that is available at a very reasonable price is the Spanish Grand Prix. Now, why would I say this? As a Brit, you would think I would be wanting everyone to go to the British Grand Prix. Well, a lot of people travel at that time of year, and actually some of the main holidaymakers are giving some very good prices on flights out to Barcelona and places like Reese and Salou at that time of year, just at the beginning of May. And if you get the timing right, you might find you can get a fantastic deal and get a week away on holiday at the same time. There are some fantastic deals. For example, we were quoted to £600 for a family of four to go to Salou on the dates of the Grand Prix. So even though if you don't have a family and you just want to go on your own, I would certainly say it's worth looking at some of the high street providers like TUI, because they can get you a great deal. And then if you just buy your ticket separately, or there's lots of providers that can do that too, you could get yourself up along to the Spanish Grand Prix for just literally a few hundred euros or less. Definitely worth having a look at. And remember, we do have our special CD Keys affiliate link. And all you need to do is click on that, and for all your gaming needs, whether it be Xbox, PlayStation, or all those kind of gaming requirements, you can save an absolute fortune by using our affiliate link and enjoy gaming to your heart's content. So I'll be back on Monday with Hattricks Orlando Holiday Guide, and next week we'll have Andrew Marr probably on Thursday night for another Formula One and motor racing night of with enthusiasts for enthusiasts. So until then, have a great week, and remember, drive fast and try not to crash. See you soon. Bye-bye.